It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, it's the highly anticipated pitching showdown of two guys who used to be the 1-2 punch in this Twins rotation and led Minnesota to their first postseason win since 2004. Sonny Gray and Pablo Lopez will now be taking the mound tonight for opposing teams. A win for both of these organizations is critical. Twins have fallen to third in the AL Central. A win for St. Louis would get the club over 500. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweinert. Chris Atterbury and Dan Glannon alongside me in the booth for game two tonight. A beautiful night here at Target Field as fans are trickling in through the gates. It looks like it's going to be a packed house. Before we chat too much more about game two, let's rewind to the opener yesterday. The Twins had loaded the bases in the second with one out against the righty Andre Pallante. They managed to score one on an Austin Martin RBI single, but the Cardinals came back and tied it up with an RBI single from Mason Wynn off David Festa in the third. In the fourth, Wilson Contreras doubled. Brendan Donovan drew a walk. And out later, the pair stole second and third. Lars Nootbaar at the plate.
Line down a right field line. That's going to score two. That's off the bat of Nootbaar. He's going to get into second base with a double. And the Cardinals now lead 3-1.
Yeah, Festa's struggles the second time through the order continued. He got another out, then Caleb Thielbar came in to replace him. He had a scoreless inning and change. Jorge Alcala gave up a solo homer to Donovan in the sixth. Pallante ended up settling in, retiring the last 13 Twins in a row over seven innings. Then two messy frames from Trevor Richards as two more runs scored. Steven Okert had a sloppy ninth. Twins pitching walked a season-high nine batters in the game, allowed four stolen bases while the offense only had five hits, none for extra bases. The final score, 6-1. And after that outing from Okert, he was designated for release or assignment. Scott Blewitt's contract selected from AAA. That is a look at our Twins rewind. Pablo Lopez steering the ship for Minnesota tonight. 11-8 with a 4.47 ERA, coming off two straight quality starts. While Gray is on a bit of a rough stretch, he's posted a 5.68 ERA over his last nine starts, the Cardinals losing six of those games. He had a 2.9 ERA in 56 regular season starts for Minnesota from 2022 to 23, also finishing runner-up to Gerrit Cole in the Cy Young voting, and then he signed with St. Louis as a free agent in the offseason. Well, let's bring Chris and Danny into this conversation as we're at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Chris, I want to start with Pablo Lopez coming off six scoreless innings against Texas, but it didn't come without a lot of effort, a lengthy first inning, 31 pitches in that frame. How can he avoid maybe that slower start tonight?
Yeah, the 31 pitches was kind of frightening early, and you thought, uh-oh, what's going to happen? But then Pablo did such an amazing job of sticking with his game plan, getting back into counts, and he threw up those six goose eggs. And I think at the end of the day, if you get six scoreless, I don't think you're too worried about where those pitches were apportioned out through the rest of the ball game. He has given up a few long balls early in ball games this year, but Danny, I'm not so much concerned about Pablo Lopez early today. I thought we saw from him again, things didn't go his way early, but he was able to manage the situation, not let it snowball on him. Didn't even allow a single run to score, and I think he'll be on his A game here tonight.
I think you give us six innings of shutout baseball, regardless of the pitch count. I think there's enough guys out there in the bullpen to be able to cover that. So that's kind of performance we're seeing from him. You talk about the long ball. Sonny Gray is a guy that's been hurt a little bit by the long ball.
Surprising, too, by the way, right? Because last year he didn't give up any home runs.
Yeah, there was just eight last year. 23 this year, 10 in his last six games. So really not the Sonny that we're used to seeing here. Danny, that might be one way that the Twins can actually get to him tonight.
Well, the Twins are fourth in the league in home runs, so the option is there to get those. But look at some of the home runs. 10 of those have come against three teams. The Milwaukee Brewers touched him for three homers, and the Atlanta Braves. We know about the Atlanta Braves. At Atlanta, they touched him for four. And then, of course, last week is Cincinnati. Again, in Cincinnati, these are all launching pads. They touched him for three. So, he doesn't get hurt when he gives up the solo homers. He does get hurt when he gives up multiple homers in a game.
Yeah, what we get to watch tonight, and I think it's going to be a joy, is just two pitchers, not two throwers, but two guys who will go with the ebb and flow of the lineup, of the ball game, of the scoreboard, and can figure things out and make adjustments. So as a hitter, Danny, you better bring your thinking cap in addition to your hitting shoes today, because these guys are going to try to stay one step ahead of you.
And we're going to hear the Sonny Gray grunt of the pitch, something that I've kind of always enjoyed. But he's going to get out there, and he's a tactician. He's going to be able to show you some stuff inside, but he doesn't want to live in there. He's going to kind of get you to chase a little bit. He's going to nibble. Hopefully, he's going to get the calls on the outside corner. He'll go a little bit farther and then bring it back in. So he's going to play around with the strike zone. And he also, I think, like Pablo Lopez, pitch count isn't going to affect him too much. He's going to be just fine. But it seems like he's more dialed in for five, maybe six innings.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. We know he's a competitor, and we're actually going to hear about that coming up later on in our show. Thank you, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, I mentioned that Stephen Okert had a rough outing last night. He allowed the leadoff single to Wilson Contreras and walked the lefty Brendan Donovan on five pitches. Twins announced today he was designated for release or assignment. Those conversations are tough for manager Rocco Baldelli.
It's a very unpleasant part of the job. It is, and it never gets easier. I was talking to Jace Tingler, a bench coach and someone who's managed for years in this league, and he's like, it just never, ever becomes something that you feel more comfortable with. It never gets easy. And Okert he's been with us all year long, and he's a wonderful, wonderful teammate and human being. So to have to have that conversation with him was very, very tough. But I actually think he has the stuff and ability to have a good, productive major league career going forward. But yesterday we had to make a move.
Yeah, that was Rocco Baldelli on Stephen Okert being DFA'd. Scott Blewett to the corresponding move. He's gone 5-2 with a 3.79 ERA in 38 games for the Saints. He also appeared in one major league game for Minnesota on August 12th, pitching a scoreless frame against the Royals. And as you head down for the Cardinals series this weekend, make sure you stop by Target Plaza beyond Gate 34. Winnebago Industries will have a Newmar Ventana RV on display for tours. Tomorrow, Tony Oliva will also greet fans from 11:30 to 12:30 as well. Well, coming up on the rest of the pregame lineup card, we've got a lot in store as Teresa Maurer details how Joe got creative practicing his swing as a child. Also, a storyline on the two pitchers we talked about going head-to-head. But first, we have more Rocco on this pitching matchup and more next on your home for Twins baseball.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.